This is the BBC.
Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. We have a Who game with me against the listeners, Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real, me against Chris on Bangers, but I'm choosing his one today because he's not here. And will someone come on and admit to a huge lie that they've told in the last 24 hours? Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hello. Right, back on Radio 1. It feels so good. How are you guys? Stay there for the new Clean Bandit and Zara Larsson tune, and also Calvin Harris' Slide, the track with Migos. I'm right in the mood for a game of Who today. Things, people or events that have happened that no longer do so much. All you do is say it and just give it a massive Who! It's quite therapeutic. We'll do that at 1:40. So this happened this morning on the Radio and Breakfast show with Nick Grimshaw, and we're still getting hundreds of texts about it for people to hear it again. So if you missed Tina's news, Tina Healy's news at 8 o'clock this morning, it was quite interesting. She wasn't expecting this.
Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
Somebody.
Well, that's clearly the wrong clip. That's Peppa Pig, or the voice of, and at Newspeak's Facebook page, you can meet 15-year-old Harley Bird, who, for the last 10 years, has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, that's not her. Here's Peppa Pig, third time lucky.
Somebody.
Oh wow, it all went wrong. Can we hear the real Peppa Pig, please?
Harley Bird, who for the last 10 years has been the voice of Peppa Pig. Here she is.
Shocking. Unbelievable.
Again, no. That's not her.
No, wrong. Oh, once more, go on.
Labour's leader Jeremy Corbyn is calling for unity. There's been a heated row over claims there's a hard left plot to take over the party. Unite boss Len McCluskey's described the claim as ridiculous.
If only there was...
Not Len McCluskey there, really. Also, no Any Other Bingo today because Chris is still away in spring break making a documentary, sure, for BBC iPlayer. But don't forget, you can keep sending in your innuendo stuff on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you see or hear anything that might be good for innuendo bingo. Like this one that we got from absolutely loads of you, loving Mary Berry's new show, Mary Berry Every Day. Especially if this is what's on offer from Mary.
So for this programme, I'll be showing you my go-to recipes for days when salad just won't do. My crusty pie oozing with delight.
I'm all right, thanks. Any Other Bingo is back on Thursday.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Big news for Any Other Bingo, because on Friday night, which is Comet Relief Night on BBC One, we are doing a live Any Other Bingo, which is great news. So it's going to be just like the ones you see on Radio 1, iPlayer or YouTube. So I'm the ringleader. I'm the one announcing all the clips and that. Chris is playing as normal. And also the man that everyone wants to see in a wet T-shirt, Joel Dommett, who was on the Lolathon and also on Grimmy's show just before as well. You know the guy from the jungle, really funny guy, Joel Dommett. Comedian, he's going to be playing our TV Any Other Bingo 8 p.m. live on Comet Relief Night on BBC One this coming Friday. Exciting news. So me, Chris, Joel Dommett, kind of like towards the start of the night of Comet Relief, BBC One this Friday, we're doing it live. I cannot wait.
Scott Mills.
I think it's time for another Who game. We like to do this when Chris is away. You just think of something that used to happen, but not so much anymore. It can even be people that used to happen or music. You think of it, you say it, and then you give it a mighty Who! And it feels really good. It's me against the callers today, so we're going to go round the UK with people who think they've got an amazing Who. We don't stop until someone runs out of a Who and can't think of another one, or, unfortunately, the dreaded timer kicks in. Let's go, me to start. The little black and white box that comes on the TV in the corner before the adverts come on. Line one, reveal yourself.
Hi, Scott, it's Emily from Hastings.
Yes, Emily.
Alphabetti spaghetti. Hey.
Trying to spell rude words with it. We all did it. Rude words look good on toast.
They do.
Line two, who would that be?
Hi, Scott, it's Josh from Liverpool.
Yes, Liverpool, yes, Josh, go on.
Finding pogs in a packet of crisps. Yeah!
Line three.
Hi, it's Steph from Dunstable.
Oh, Steph, go on then.
Beehive Bedlam on Sky Games.
Yeah, on the remote, yes. What a game. Line four, who are you?
Hi, Scott, it's Wade in Colchester.
Yes.
GMTV.
Hello, line five.
Hi, Scott, it's Tim from Kettering.
Wow, we are going round the UK. Yes, Tim.
You know when you've been tangoed. Hello.
I love a good advert one. Line six, hello.
Hello.
Who's that then?
Hi, it's Charlotte from the Wirral.
Yes, Charlotte.
Agnes Dean. Hello.
She was like the mid-2000s version of, who do you think?
Cara Delevingne.
Absolutely, definitely. Yeah. 2008 Cara Delevingne.
Dash. Top supermodel.
And then
of
just
the moment.
Disappeared completely off the face of the earth. Line seven, hello.
Hi, it's Mike in Wrexham.
Hello, Wrexham. Hello, Mike.
Hello. In new music, we trust. Hello.
That's a good one. When actually buying a CD made a difference to the chart. Line one, Emily.
Mark and Lard. Hey!
Oh, stop it. They started this first. Radio 1 legends. Josh in Liverpool.
SMTV Live with Ant and Def and Cat Daly.
Off of Wonky Donkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Steph.
BMBN. Da, 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 da. Hell.
Everyone's on form today. Wade in Colchester.
Davina saying, I'm coming to get you on Big Brother. Hell.
Please do not swear. You're live on Channel 4. Back to line five. It's Tim in Kettering.
Oh, that's going straight in my basket.
Hello. Charlotte, please.
Oval fruits. Hello.
Michael.
Nick. Nickelodeon. Hello.
I went for an audition there once.
And how was that?
It didn't go well. It was the way I introduced the new Moesha. They didn't like it.
Sister.
Clarissa explains it all. Remember that one, Michael?
Doug.
Oh, okay, right, you've had too many goes. Everyone is on fire today on the Who game, so let's come back to it after this.
Scott Mills.
Okay, back to me. Mr. Cool, why not dial 1471? Emily?
Gina G. Ooh, ah, just a little bit. Ooh, ah, a little bit. Hey!
Josh?
Samantha Mumba.
Who, of course, dated Cisco off of the Thong Song for a while. Stephen Dunstable?
Chappers.
Oh, come on. He's still on TV. A lot. Wade!
The chewable toothbrush.
Oh, I used to love a chewable toothbrush in the little ball from service stations.
Yes.
Oh, minty fresh, yes. It's like almost brushing your teeth, but it isn't. Uh-oh, there's the dreaded timer. We've got to be quick. Tim, go!
The wobbly head off of Art Attack with Neil Buchanan. Hello.
Charlotte, go.
Cleopatra, coming at ya. Hello.
Michael.
0181 811 8181.
Hello. God. Got any more, Michael?
No Frills Crisps. Hello.
Extremely good value. Is it me? Quick, the timer's on. Makita Oliver. Hello. Emily, quick!
Spokey Dokies. Hey!
Josh!
Lending a quid off O2. Yeah!
What was that?
When you lend a pound off O2 when you're skint.
Steph, quick!
Powerpuff Girls. Hey!
I used to love them though. Wade!
Wife swap.
Celebrity wife swap.
That's
it, there goes the timer. What an amazing game today. Everyone's on form. Incredible who's in there today. Thanks for remembering them. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Scott Mills, yes.
Scott Mills. Now, listen, I know I can always rely on you guys for a great story, and you send them in a lot. And I always want more. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You always bring them, though, and I'm always amazed at what you are willing to tell me and admit to on Radio 1. So I want to put this out there today. Do you remember we had a totally anonymous caller a few weeks ago on the show who was quite prepared to say that she thought she was really hot, and as well as that, said that she was really high maintenance and was actually really proud of it. As a result, she said that she never goes out with guys her own age anymore. And she's got a few guys on the go. You know you're hot, don't you, caller?
I do.
Yeah. Well, what are you doing then? What's your current plan?
Well, Scott, I can't lie. I've given up on boys completely so much because I'm so high maintenance.
Right. So you're so high maintenance, you've given up on boys?
Yeah, completely.
Okay, what are we on now then? Girls?
No, I've started to look to other avenues, to be honest.
Go on.
Aliens?
I've started dating sugar daddies.
Have you?
Yep.
How's that working out for you?
Going very well, thanks very much.
Okay. How old are we talking?
Well, I'm 20 and they're about 40.
And okay. She's got about 3 on the go, she says. She doesn't date boys her own age anymore. So here's the thing. I want to know if we have got somebody out there who will come on radio today who has told a massive lie in the last 24 hours and is prepared to say it on Radio 1 this afternoon. Listen, I don't need the details. Well, no, I need the details of the lie, but I don't need your name. I don't need to know where you are or who you told the lie to necessarily. But in the last day, in the last 24 hours, if you've told a huge lie and you're prepared to tell me, text me right now on 81199.
Scott Mills.
Literally just said this and got hundreds and hundreds of texts in response. Have you told a massive lie in the last 24 hours? Are you willing to come on radio and tell me about it? Now, if you're texting in, we might call you back, so answer the phone. And if you aren't interested in being called back, then probs don't text. So, biggest lie. Have you told a massive, massive lie in the last 24 hours? Admit it to me. I don't need your name. I don't need where you are. And we've got loads of the ones like, oh, I've cheated on my girlfriend. I told my boyfriend I loved him and I don't. But in the middle of all of these, we've got this really sweet one. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Scott.
So you have lied, but it's good. What is it?
I think it's quite positive. It's a positive lie.
It is.
So I spoke to my boyfriend today and basically I told him I was going to Edinburgh next weekend with my mum. But in reality, I'm going back to Andorra to surprise him for his 30th birthday.
And that's where he is, right?
That's where we were until, like, yesterday, yeah, so he's still there.
Oh,
yeah.
I think you've restored faith in people after the sugar daddy call that we just played out earlier again.
Yeah. I heard that one, I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, just like not interested in boys our own age anymore.
No,
oh, that's really sweet. So, obviously, he won't be hearing this now, but he's in Andorra in Spain, and you've said you're going to Edinburgh.
I said I was going to Edinburgh, which is true. I'm going for one night before I fly out. So.
Right, so not technically a lie, just an extension of truth.
Just an extension of the truth.
This is like when I surprised Chris in New York the other day, like a couple of weeks ago. See? It's a lie, but it's a nice one.
Scott Mills.
Coming up, call me paranoid, but I think I'm being watched. Also, I am just getting the feeling from Ashton off of Five Sauces tweets that there's new stuff around the corner from them. That is Don't Stop.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, Yannick.
Hello.
Hello. What do you do?
I drive trucks for a living.
Okay, where are you parked up at the moment?
I'm in a lovely lay-by on the A303.
You know when you stop at service stations, and I always think this late at night, and there's loads of trucks that parked up. I always think, are the people asleep in there? Could I literally just go and wake them up?
Yes, a lot of the trucks got sleeper cabs. I only drive during the day, so I don't actually sleep in my truck. But
I don't know why I would literally be at Lee Dillamere and then suddenly at 3 a.m. try and wake a truck driver up. But I just wondered.
I think they might be a bit grumpy with that.
Right. Okay. So you're a truck driver. I understand you also do backflips.
Yes. In my younger days, I did a bit of gymnastics, but after all the pasties that rhyme with Jinxers.
Mm, that's not a rhyme, but yeah.
But I still can do it.
Okay. You just said the name there of them. So are you like the truck driver version of Aston from JLS?
Yeah, nowhere near as attractive, but I'll take that. Yeah, thanks.
Okay. Oh, no, don't put yourself down.
Oh, tough.
Okay, who do you normally choose on Bangers?
I try and stay impartial and let the music sort of talk it.
right, okay.
But a lot of the time I do actually agree with the listeners. They seem to get it right.
Okay, all right. Well, let's see if you get it right today. Obviously, Chris is not here. He's having a terrible time at spring break in Cancun, but back tomorrow. Yeah, he's just doing a documentary, or that's what they keep saying, about extreme festivals. In the meantime, I've got this for you. It's quite chunky, isn't it?
I actually really like this one.
David Guetta. Like one of his first tracks, I mean, Love Don't Let Me Go, featuring Chris Willis on vocals, I think. How do I remember that?
You're a genius.
Well, I do remember weird featured artists. It's odd. I bet I've got that wrong now. So you can have that, or you can... Is it Chris Willis? Yes, Mills! Or...
Yeah.
You can have that, or you can have Chris's choice, which he had absolutely nothing to do with. And it's this.
That's actually perfect for the weather right now.
Jerry Halliwell's version of It's Raining Men. Oof. Oh, yeah, just do what you think.
Oh, Chris isn't really on his game today, is he?
It's, no, not really. I don't know what's happened to him. He needs to come back soon.
I would love to say it's close, but I think you've got that one in the bag, mate.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Right, I was looking for someone earlier to be honest with me, to be completely honest and tell me that they have told a huge lie to someone in the last 24 hours, and I wanted them to text me and tell me what it is. I'd have to give you a name, but I might call you back. We're currently calling people back, and we're trying to speak to these people after three, so we'll get back to biggest lies after three. But here's the thing, right? I think I'm a bit tired today because I was helping Sarah Cox out on a dance phone on Radio 2 last night till quite late. Didn't do any dancing, just kind of was there. So it might be tiredness, but I've got to tell you, I think I might be being watched. I don't know why, but there is a massive camera, like a huge TV camera that they would use for TV shows, looking at me in the live lounge right now. So it's pointing right at me through the glass, like directly onto my face. And the red light is on. So all the signs point to me being watched for some reason. I'm looking directly down the camera lens right now. I'll put this on my Instagram and Twitter so you can see it. But I think you'll agree, when you look at it, it's pretty weird if you have a look. Go on my social. So I want to say hello to the Radio 1 visual team who are probably watching this right now. Hello, I'm waving. You can probably see me. Just wanted to let you know I'm doing absolutely nothing wrong here. I mean, what do you think I might be doing? What could I be doing that's so wrong in the studio? And why are you watching me? The red light is on all the time. That means that it's filming something, and it's me. Nozzle the Trucker says, show the camera your... No, I'm not going to do that. That's what they want me to do. Will, you're a liar.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So you're at uni, right?
Yep, that's right.
Whereabouts?
Harper Adams.
Oh, don't say the exact one.
Oh,
well, you're not grasping this, are you? Okay, what have you done?
So I failed the first year of my degree and I've got to redo it all.
Right.
But I told my parents that I'd changed my degree level and invented another year that they're paying for.
Oh, God. So this is completely paid for by Bank of Mum and Dad, is it?
That's it, yeah.
And you, what do you mean you invented a new level? How?
So they think I'm sort of upping my degree level to get a better degree, whereas I'm doing the same degree but having to restart it.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you sell them this?
Yesterday.
Oh, mate. And you've been drinking the beer?
Oh, since the first day.
And having the fun?
Yeah.
And now they're going to pay for it?
Yes, they are.
How do you feel?
Pretty broken off about it. Now it's sort of being laid out in front of me like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At the time, it was just easier. This right. year's been fun, so, you know.
It's been a lot of fun, hasn't it?
Swings and roundabouts, really.
Scott Mills.
So many liars listen to this show today. But that's what I asked for. I said, if you told a massive lie in the last 24 hours? Alice, you're a big liar, aren't you?
Yeah, I kind of am.
Yeah. Actually, Kim Widburn off of Big Brother in Cleaning has some strong words for you.
You're big, Sony. You're big, Sony.
Go on, tell me what you've done.
So, I kind of told all my housemates, which is five girls who are my best friends, that I've gone down to Sussex to be with my mum for a few days. And I'm kind of seeing my ex-boyfriend again instead.
Don't be naughty. Thank
really?
You.
Okay, so you've told how many housemates?
Five, so there are six of us.
Okay, and what have you said? You're going to your mum's?
Yeah, going to my mum's for a bit.
And when did you pick it up with the ex-boyfriend again?
About a month ago, maybe.
Don't be naughty. Thank you.
Okay, where are you right now?
I'm actually with him. We've gone down to the beach for the day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just want you to be happy, Alice.
I want to be happy too, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Why? What do you mean? What could happen that's bad?
Well, we don't know if we're getting back together or not.
Okay.
It's complicated.
Is he with you now?
Yeah, he is.
What, listening to this?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if we're going to get back together or not. Yeah.
Oh, we're very open with each other. I'll tell him anything.
Right, okay. But not so much your housemates?
No, not so much.
You're big phony.
They picked me up through the whole breakup for a year.
Oh, brilliant. All right,
so I sobbed upon their shoulders and
oh,
then...
Oh, no! This has happened to me. Yeah, thanks for being there. Like, well, I've been an absolute mess, but now I'm back with them again. Sorry.
Yeah, precisely.
Rubbish.
You're big phony.
Scott Mills.
Right, this person says, I've lied for the past 9 months. Just so I can have a two-week holiday. I paid for a holiday about 6 months ago. My manager's like, you can't have the time off. So I said my girlfriend's pregnant, due to give birth very soon, Sunday evening, we're going away for 2 weeks. But now you've got to pretend to all your workmates you've got a child for the rest of your life. I think it's so cute. Not thought it through.
Scott Mills.
I'm not saying he's fat, but if I had to name three out of the fattest people I know, no, I've messed that up. That's not right, is it? Right, I'm sorry.
You got to give me one. I mean, it's tradition.
Sorry.
You have to go again if you messed
up. Here we go. That didn't happen, right? You didn't hear that. Here we go.
Have you got like a rewind button?
You know I love you, Charlie Sloth. This is why we do this. Because you do call yourself the best looking fat guy in the universe.
I don't take any offense.
I know you don't, but I like to get it right for your intro. And I messed up there so bad. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go again.
I'm not saying he's fat, but if I had to name five of the fattest people I know, he'd be three of them. It's Charlie Sloth!
That was good. It's a shame you messed it up, because that was actually really good. That was one of your best ones.
I'm so annoyed with myself.
That was a really good one, but you got it wrong, man. So no points for that one.
I can never be a comedian, you know. How's it going, man?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yes, very good.
How was Amsterdam yesterday?
I went to Amsterdam for the day. I didn't really see any of it, I've got to be honest.
Really?
I was on an industrial estate doing a radio talk just outside of Amsterdam, so I could have been anywhere.
Mm.
But yeah, all the radio people were on. And it was good.
Go to any cafes or any restaurants?
No, I didn't have time. It was literally in and out. Like I said, I didn't even go into the centre.
Oh, that's
but,
a shame.
But I bet you like it there, do you?
I love it in Amsterdam. One of my favourite cities on the planet.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. But I didn't really get to see any of the sights. Just a grey building. And here's today's Real or No Real. No Chris today. It's just me against you.
So where is Chris?
He's at spring break in Cancun.
What?
Yeah, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Calling your man a lot today, don't know why. Yeah, he's they're doing an extreme festival documentary for iPlayer. He's already done one in Japan where he ran through the streets of Japan, somewhere in Japan, in a nappy with 10,000 naked men. That's coming soon to BBC iPlayer, don't miss. But now he's doing one in Cancun, obviously probably having a terrible time.
A terrible time? Who would want to go to spring break in Cancun?
Terrible business.
Terrible.
Anyway, he's back tomorrow. Here's today's Real or No Real.
One Direction star Louis Tomlinson is the only person in the world who has access to a special telephone number that can get him a pizza at any time, anywhere on the planet.
This is the kind of thing I thought you might have.
That is incredible. Have you seen them trainers that a particular brand have made that you press the tongue and they deliver a pizza to your location?
Yeah, but is it all connected up to an app or something?
On your phone, yeah.
So it's not actually the trainers delivering pizza, is it?
Well, it kind of is.
It's not, though, because you've set it all up in the settings. There was a company recently that I saw a few celebs had that you would press a button in your house and that would deliver pizza as well.
Really?
Yeah, so it's the same thing as the trainers, really. And it would be there apparently within the hour.
That's a great idea.
I know, right? And it was in a little kind of pizza box as well. It was
like, that's genius.
Just with a button inside. It's a good idea.
Great idea.
They know what they're doing, these marketing types. Louis Tomlinson, only person in the world who has access to a phone number that literally, wherever he is in the world, because he travels a lot, can get him pizza anytime he wants. I mean, I think it's possible.
Mm.
Like, if you were in One Direction, you'd get all the perks. And probably still would.
Doesn't Adele have something similar to this as well, where she can get a certain type of takeaway delivered anywhere in the world?
I've heard that she can, or maybe has, this might not be true. Like, you know when you have a favourite Indian place or a favourite Chinese?
That's what I think what it is.
Right, I think that she can get that delivered to America if she wants it.
That is insane.
Right?
It's good. Ain't it going to be cold?
Yeah, yeah, true.
It's going to be freezing.
But I've heard that.
And you can't ring up and complain either, can you?
No.
Also, you can't be like, my food's cold. I just got my food. Like, it's 10 hours late and it's cold.
My other favourite Adele story, that her makeup artist has a key to her house, and if she has to be made up early, they'll still do it while she's asleep. I don't believe that.
That is brilliant. Right. That is incredible.
I don't believe it. But I imagine you're in bed and you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I'm in full makeup. And someone's done my hair.
Sick.
And I've had 8 hours sleep.
That is a sick idea.
Probably not true. What do you think? Pizza anywhere in the world for Louis Tomlinson from his favourite place? I'm saying real.
I'm going to say real on this one as well. I can imagine him having that lifestyle on Smash.
That one is no real.
Oh, what? Although, I've just been told, after discovering that his local pizza restaurant don't deliver to his London pad, Louis did sweet a large pizza company and was in possession of his much-craved pizza under an hour. The power, still, to this day, of One Direction. And next.
The theft of toilet paper from public toilets in China is becoming such an issue that dispensers now scan your face and only give you 70 centimetres of paper.
Wow.
Oh, that's like the Radio 1 toilets, though.
That is an issue.
What is that about, please?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, most people, no, 99.9% of people don't know what I'm talking about. But let's discuss the toilet paper situation at Radio 1. Why is it so stingy?
Do you know what?
There's a machine that kind of limits what you can get. It's like one bit's not enough.
Do you know what? This is a true story. I have never had to deal with that problem.
Oh, are you one of those that doesn't go at work?
I can't do it.
Right, there's so many people in your boat.
I can only go at home or in a hotel. So if I really, really need to go, I'll book a hotel and go toilet and then check out.
What do you mean?
So if I need to go a toilet, if I need to do a number two, true story, God. Rather than go at work or in a toilet I'm not familiar
You'll
with...
You'll book a hotel room?
I'll book a hotel room. Do a number two.
Oh, let's stop. Can we stop saying that?
Yeah. And leave.
But what about who's staying in the room that night?
Nobody.
Oh, my God.
The number two in the toilet. He's got the room to himself. He's all alone. He's all alone in the toilet.
In the toilet.
And I've got a really big issue with this as well. 70 centimetres of toilet paper, that's not enough. I'm a triple rapper.
All right. This is far too much for me.
I have phobia of getting any of that stuff on my hands.
Right, you're going into far too much detail.
I'm sorry.
However, the problem I have is that you book a hotel room because you can't go at work.
Yeah, it's bad. And it's happened quite a lot. Wow. People here in the building will vouch for me.
Wow. You
know, the hotel just on the corner there.
I know the one.
Yeah, that's where I go.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. You are living the life, aren't you?
Well, not really, because it's quite expensive to go to the toilet.
I was going
to
say.
It's not really living, is it? It's not a great life.
All you've done is go to the loo in a room and go.
Yeah, I'd much rather be able to go here.
Is it a real problem, do you think?
I think it's a real issue.
Is this real? People are stealing the loo paper from the public toilets in China. I reckon real.
I'm going to say real because my tour manager's guilty of this. Every time we go to a hotel...
Just buy some.
He steals the toilet roll. Him and my security, they steal the toilet and take it back to the house, the toilet roll.
I know someone that used to do it at McDonald's, and it's not allowed.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's theft.
It is. Real or no real?
I'm going to say real.
Not prison.
You can.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yes. Okay, they say that high-tech toilet paper dispensers are being installed throughout Beijing to prevent toilet goers from stealing toilet paper to take home. That's why they've done it here blatantly as well, but it's not enough. The dispenser scans the user's face and then gives you 70 centimetres of loo paper, and then the user has to wait 9 minutes...
That's ridiculous.
Before any more is dispensed.
How many times do you have to flip that 70 centimetres?
You're going
to
be around.
That's a lot of flippage. You're folding it and everything.
Okay, I'm turning you off now.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
And now it's the final Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth. Boom.
Mary Berry caused control.
What?
What happened there?
What are you doing?
Sorry. I was kind of introducing myself again.
Okay.
Was I not meant to do that?
All alone in the toilet.
All alone.
Mary Berry caused controversy on her everyday cooking show last night by including chicken livers, tea bags, and hundreds and thousands in her traditional pie.
Right, I think Mary's gone a bit mad because we had one of these the other day. She's starting to use all the wacky, kooky ingredients.
Yeah, I think she's just doing that for controversy. She's like, what can I put in these ingredients that's going to get everybody talking online so I can keep my job and stay on top of this thing?
Tea bags?
Who's putting tea bags in anything that they eat? That's disgusting, right? Do you take them out after? I'm assuming that after they've marinated, she takes them out? Because otherwise...
Marinated?
Yeah.
Tea bags?
Yeah. What else would they do?
That's not what it's called, is it?
Well, it kind of is, isn't it? If you're cooking with it.
Oh, okay.
If you're cooking with a tea bag, you're using that to marinate whatever's in there.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
I think it's called infused. Infusing.
Really?
Yeah, not marinating.
What's the difference between infusing and marinating?
Well, I don't know. But it's not called that. You've got the wrong word for it.
Really?
Anyway, Mary, she was putting chicken livers, tea bags and hundreds and thousands there in her traditional pie. Not traditional, not to me.
Yeah, that's not traditional by any means. And I'm going to say this is real because I can just imagine her doing that mad stuff.
Nah, no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Okay, it is no real.
Awkward.
Made up. She didn't really do that. That would be disgusting. However, the show has been causing controversy week on week. We've had Spag Bol Gate, Not a Pie Gate, and last night... Mary even neglected to wear a hairnet in a public kitchen. Can you imagine?
That's terrible.
No
hygiene
hairnet.
On fleek.
I know, on fleek. At the end of that.
At the end of that, Charlie got 30 and Scott got 0.
Did you make that up, though?
No, I didn't.
I got 20, you got 10.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, awkward.
Right, off you pop, then.
All right, I'm going.
One extra.
Yeah, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Biggest show on the planet.
Apart from Dev on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.